week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Happy Friday and happy May Day. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Paris Saint-Germain's latest French League football title came without the usual celebrations and fanfare. Instead, there was just a formal ruling from league executives that provided another example of how the coronavirus has stopped and upended sports across the world. PSG was officially crowned champion 2 days after the government ruled the league had to be canceled because of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the Portuguese government says the country's football league will be allowed to resume May 30th, following a stoppage forced by the coronavirus pandemic. In Germany, the country's top football league, the Bundesliga, will have to wait until next week to find out about a possible restart. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says any decision on if and when sports activities will resume will be taken on May 6th. In U.S. auto racing, NASCAR has announced it will resume its season without fans starting May 17th at Darlington Raceway in the southern U.S. state of South Carolina. NASCAR joins UFC, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, that's a mixed martial arts organization, as the first major U.S. sports organizations to announce specific return-to-play plans since the COVID-19 crisis shut down U.S. sports in mid-March. One U.S. politician who has appeared frequently on American television during the pandemic is Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York, which has been described as a virus epicenter in the USA. Governor Cuomo has addressed not just the coronavirus crisis, but a variety of subjects, including Major League Baseball. My VOA colleague Jim Stevenson picks up that story in his latest Game Room Sports podcast.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he can envision Major League Baseball games being played without fans this year at Yankee Stadium and the Mets' Citi Field.
If you can make the economics work without the seat sales, right, and you could have teams play without the seat sales, but you had televised and you had the television revenue and whatever else went with that, you know, we're in a different place. You know, be creative, try to figure it out. But if players could get paid more than staying home and owners would get some revenue versus total shutdown, why not?
Taiwan's CPBL Baseball League has begun its season without fans, while South Korea's KBO is playing practice games behind closed doors ahead of its planned opening day, May 5th. Cuomo wasn't sure if the same formula would work for the idled National Basketball Association, but said it was worth trying.
I know enough to know the economics of baseball are a little different than the economics of basketball, a little different than the economics of other sports. So it would have to be up to them that they do an economic analysis that says, yeah, some revenue is better than no revenue, and my players are willing to negotiate a contract reduction. And if they could do it, yeah, but everybody has to think outside the box, right? Because there is no box.
3, 2, 1.
As coronavirus continues to sweep across Japan, the Nippon Pro Baseball and the Japanese J-League say professional baseball and soccer cannot resume in the country, at least until after the Japanese government ends its current coronavirus state of emergency. Both leagues are anxiously waiting while watching their Asian counterparts. Kazuhiro Tateda is a medicine professor at Toho University.
Taiwan,
Some sporting matches have already been resumed in Taiwan and will resume in South Korea. And there are reports that even the U.S., which has claimed more than 40,000 lives, is considering measures for the way out. In that sense, Japan is still in the midst of a pandemic, so it's not like we're in a situation where we can restart again right now. However, I think it is important to be firmly aware of the exit that is sure to come in the future and to prepare a path toward that exit. Japanese baseball commissioner Atsushi Saito said NPB had not made a decision of when to start play after representatives of the 12 teams decided last week its season openers will not take place in May. The J-League announced a suspension of all matches before May 30th, with league chairman Mitsuru Murai saying restarted games would have to take place behind closed doors. As we have to consider the safety of spectators first at this stage, we are aware that we have to assume to hold matches without spectators while also taking into account players' travel. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe declared a nationwide state of emergency last Thursday until May 6th. Formula One, then NASCAR. Now rally racing has made the leap to virtual competition with real drivers behind the wheel and screens.
Yes, what is getting there?
British driver Rhys Yates celebrated winning the first eSports World Rally Championship shootout by drinking from his shoe.
Mention a brew and a trainer shoeing once in a lifetime. Cheers, lads. Cheers to WRC. Cheers to eSports. It's been bang on, lots of fun. So everyone stay safe and, send it.
No word on how his beverage actually tasted, but in the virtual race, he beat Romanian driver Rao Bidu in the semifinals before beating Bolivia's Marco Bolaccia to take the first eSports WRC shootout win. The start of stage two of the Digital Swiss 5 cycling eSports race. While professional race car drivers are working the computer controls, cyclists are physically competing as they pedal stationary bikes to simulate a real-life performance. 26-year-old Stefan Kung sprinted to victory around a virtual depiction of Frauenfeld in Switzerland, next to Kung's real-world home. Yes, it was really hard. 1 hour, full gas. It was a home game for me. As the crow flies, it was just 1 kilometer from my home. I had to defend my honor. It certainly hurt. Kung finished in 54 minutes, 30.1 seconds, to win by 47.1 seconds over Italy's Filippo Ganna on the same course that is scheduled to serve as the start for the 2021 Tour of Switzerland. For the first time in 124 years, the Boston Marathon did not take place on Patriots Day.
I was planning to run Boston this year. My buddy and I were. And obviously, with everything going on in the world, it was the most prudent thing to cancel it, obviously.
Organizers delayed the event until September 14th due to the coronavirus pandemic. That didn't stop Patrick McAdee from running the course.
I still wanted to do some of it, so I texted my buddies yesterday and I said, guys, should I run the full thing and try and just like break 3 hours, or should I run the second half of it all out? And the guy said to just go run the second half of it all out.
Vehicle traffic was sparse because most people were staying at home. McAdee knew he wouldn't be sharing the course with thousands of other runners, but he didn't expect it to be completely deserted.
Definitely a surreal experience because I expected there to be more runners out there doing what I was doing, but I think I might have been the only one.
McAdee's symbolic Boston Marathon was personally consoling in a troubled time.
I had a long chat with my mom on Sunday, and my wife and I are expecting a baby in the next 3 weeks, and it's a scary time for a lot of people. So the thing that keeps me normal and keeps my life sort of balanced is running.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.
Spotty Greetings. This is Sunday Dare, Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
66-year-old Helen White doesn't believe in stereotypes. She thinks anyone can do anything regardless of age. That's why she's a pickleball coach. Some of you are probably saying, Sonny, what's pickleball? Well, pickleball is an unusual sport loosely based on tennis that's used as a way to help the elderly have fun and exercise. Maxim Muskalkov caught up with this very active woman, Helen White, and filed this report.
Helen White has been active all her life. She played tennis and basketball and even coached a soccer team. But she says she reached the peak of her sporting career only recently, playing a sport that she only discovered a few years ago.
When I was at my gym, I realized that there was, I saw these older people playing this racket game on the court next to me. And I was the only one playing shooting hoops. And these people were all playing and having a great time. So I actually went over to them and asked them, well, what is this game called? They called it pickleball. And I said to myself, well, that's a funny name. And I kind of walked away. But then I realized, whoa, how old are you? You're 70s and you're 80s. You're playing a game. You're having fun. You're socializing. I said, I want to be part of that.
White got so inspired, she decided to take her love for sports to a new level. And at almost 60, she got a master's degree in sports management. Pickleball is a peculiar mix of badminton, tennis, and ping pong. Two or four players use solid paddles made of wood or composite materials to hit a perforated ball over a net.
It's a paddle that's similar to a ping pong paddle, but it's a dedicated pickleball paddle. And then a ball that looks like a wiffle ball, but it's a dedicated pickleball ball. And then you just need a net that's shorter than a tennis net. And that's really all you need.
Since becoming a pickleball coach, White has taught more than 3,000 people how to play this game. But she doesn't just teach. She loves playing herself and has already taken part in multiple championships around the U.S. and abroad, having earned more than 50 medals. On top of that, she serves as one of the organizers of the Mid-Atlantic Open Pickleball Tournament that unites more than 300 athletes of all ages. All the money raised by the tournament that White organizers go to the Parkinson Foundation. For her, the choice was very personal. White's husband of 40 years was diagnosed with this disease 10 years ago.
He has found that exercise is the best medicine for him. We did have to work a little bit on his balance before he got started, but now he's rock solid, and we're all about promoting pickleball for people with a Parkinson's diagnosis as well as other neurological diagnoses.
I started because Helen started. And so we play in tournaments around the country. There aren't that many husband and wife teams for obvious reasons. But Helen and I seem to get together, seem to be pretty good together.
White hopes to keep playing for many more years to come. After all, she gives elderly people much more than a fun way to spend their time. She gives them the understanding that at any age, you can be what you want to be. Maxim Moskalkov for VOA News, McLean, Virginia.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Hi, this is Tatiana McFadden, 17-time Paralympic medalist, 7-time gold medalist, 17-time marathon champion, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
My name is Chesha Cheptegei of Uganda, a world champion, a double Commonwealth Games champion, a world cross country champion, a 3-time world record holder of the 5K, 10K, and the 10K. My message to the athletes all over the world and other people is that keep a distance and follow the guidelines given to you by your governments and the health ministries. because the COVID-19 is really a serious disease.
Thanks, Joshua. That's Joshua Cheptegei, Uganda's world champion runner. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Thanks, David. That's our African beat host, David Vandy. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Three of the world's top male pole vaulters will compete Sunday in what's being hyped as the ultimate garden clash. World record holder Mondo Duplantis of Sweden, two-time world champion Sam Kendricks of the United States, and 2012 Olympic champion Renaud Lavillenie of France will be connected by a live video link as they compete from their own back gardens. The event will be video streamed by World Athletics, and it's scheduled to start at 1500 GMT on Sunday. Duplantis will compete from his birthplace of Lafayette, Louisiana, in the southern United States. Kendricks will be in another southern U.S. city, Oxford, Mississippi, and Lavillenie will vault from his home country of France. The three athletes will attempt to vault 5 meters even as many times as possible in 30 minutes, a format the trio came up with since there will be no officials. Duplantis, Kendricks, and Lavillenie all say they're excited to compete with the new format.
Hi, my name is Sunday Adeleye, the Technical Director, Athletics Federation of Nigeria. I want to say a special shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Make a difference by honoring ordinary people doing extraordinary things to help one another. VOA encourages you to tell us about everyday people who have shown leadership in your communities during the coronavirus crisis. Submit your nominations to VOA Leaders at voanews.com. Send us your name, phone number, and email, and a VOA reporter will contact you. We're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. It's Taco Fall. I just wanted to say that now's the time to practice kindness and empathy towards everyone around you. We're all doing our best to get through this together, so make sure you do your part. Grab a book, read it to your nieces and nephews on video chat, make a donation of canned goods to your local food bank, or even add some items to your shopping cart for your elderly neighbors. But most importantly, don't forget to just pick up the phone and call somebody and check in. That may mean a lot. You never know. We all can be next to each other right now, but we still can show how much we care about one another. So visit NBAtogether.com and join us in inspiring acts of caring. Thank you.
Thank you, Taco. That's Taco Fall, the Senegalese center of the Boston Celtics basketball team. Turning to tennis, British star Andy Murray has won the inaugural Madrid Open virtual tournament. VOA's Gwen Uten tells us more now about the digital competition. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. The coronavirus outbreak has forced the postponements of all ATP and WTA tours, including the Madrid Open that was set to begin in early May. But that tournament has been kept alive. Organizers transformed Manolo Santana Stadium into a tennis video game to create the first ever virtual Madrid Open. 32 of the best tennis players in the world gathered for the digital competition and swapped their rackets for game consoles to play for the title from their homes. On the men's side, the field was narrowed down to Thursday's championship final between Andy Murray of Great Britain and Belgian David Goffin. The two men entered the virtual contest with unbeaten records, but in just 33 minutes, Murray claimed the sport's first virtual title. Murray is a three-time Grand Slam champion and has won the non-virtual Madrid Open twice. But a slow recovery from hip surgery has kept him out of competitive tennis this year. During the post-match trophy ceremony, Murray thanked organizers.
I enjoyed it. It was good fun. Like I said, once again, thanks to everyone who kind of helped put the, because I was having the phone calls and the messages trying to work it out. So I know it was difficult, but to the people that watched, I hope it was fun and you enjoyed it. That was, I think, the purpose of it for everybody. Just to maybe see a different side of the players during this period and like I said, to do it for a good cause. So yeah, thanks. Thanks again. Yeah, hopefully I'll see you in Madrid. I always love playing there, so.
In the meantime, Murray said he will soon travel to Madrid to collect his real-life trophy, and he plans to deliver his speech in Spanish.
During this period where I've got a lot of time at home, and not try and learn a little bit more Spanish so that I'm confident enough to speak publicly in the language. So how about next year, and I get presented with the trophy, I will do my speech in Spanish. That's the commitment I'm going to make.
Meanwhile, on the women's side, Kiki Bertens of the Netherlands retained her Madrid Open title in a straightforward defeat against Frenchwoman Fiona Ferro. In 2019, Bertens reached number 4 in WTA singles rankings to become the highest-ranked Dutch female player ever. And Bertens said she hopes the inaugural virtual event has brought joy to tennis fans during the current crisis.
I think it was unbelievable that also so many players did compete. That we could do something for the fans we want in the world. We cannot play tennis. Our fans cannot enjoy seeing us play, but I hope they did in the last few days. I heard there were a lot of followers over the last few days, so I'm happy that it paid out, I think.
Both Bertens and Andy Murray were presented with their 2020 trophies online and were each awarded over $162,000. The champions will use a portion of that money to help their tennis peers who are struggling financially during the tour's hiatus. And an additional $54,000 donation will go towards reducing the social impact of the coronavirus pandemic. And that is all from me for today and for the week. Back over to you, Sonny. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gwen. And you have a good weekend, too. And on that tennis note, let's serve things out on this first day of May. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the sunny side of sports.
Get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.